starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Nothing. Hey, it's Last Bell.
You come in? My name is Miss Vernon, and I'm sure we're going to get along just beautifully.
Hey, we used to have Miss Robbins.
Well, yes, I know, but... Well, won't you come in?
Look, everything's different.
Yes. Yes, I rearranged all your desks. The larger children are over there, and the third and fourth grade here. I'm sure you can find your own. That's the way a country school ought to be arranged, you know. And by the way, I got my hands pretty sticky with gum lifting some of those desks.
Miss Robbins let us.
Let you what, dear?
Chew gum.
Yeah, and she never moved the desk, neither.
Well, never mind. And we'll see about the gum. Now, if you'll just find your places and... Is that for me?
My mother said to bring it.
Oh, you must be Susan, isn't it? Susan Ames.
Everybody calls me Spike.
Well, we'll see. I mean, thank you very much. It's preserves, isn't it?
My name's Jeff Miller. I'm in the seventh grade, and I'm happy to meet you.
Of course, Jeffrey. Mrs. Miller's boy.
Yes, ma'am. I picked these by myself. Well, most of them.
Oh, how simply beautiful. Aren't you sweet?
I've got something, too.
Me too!
Children, thank you so much. Oh, look at that. Every one of you is so nice. We're going to have such fun together. I know we are. I have it all planned and organized. There's just nothing going to stop us from getting along perfectly.
Sit down, girl.
I'm Woody, Miss Vernon. I'm eighth grade. All of it. I'm the flag monitor.
Just a minute, please. Jeffrey, aren't you going to send your dog back home?
Huh? No, why?
They never go home.
They?
His name's Sport. And hers is Winky. And there's Sam.
You mean you let your dogs stay in the classroom?
Sure, they don't hurt anything. Lassie even rings the recess bell.
But I mean all day?
Sure, Miss Robbins let us.
She did.
Come on.
I'm Wayne. It's his fault.
You're over here, Parky, in front of me.
Who moved me?
She did.
Oh. Get up, everybody up.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
They bite him.
Woody put sheep dip on him last summer, but it just itches him worse.
Children, we're not going to get along very well unless we start out by being honest with each other.
Huh? Well, you did, didn't you, Woody? Didn't you put sheep dip on him?
Never mind, Jeffrey. I'm talking about the whole idea of dogs in a classroom. Why, I never heard of such a thing.
Well, Miss Robbins...
You also said Miss Robbins let you chew gum in here.
I didn't. Not me. Spike did.
Well, sometimes she did.
Yes, of course. Woodrow, I want you and Jeffrey to take all the dogs outside.
Oh!
Please, be quiet. If you say the dogs can't be sent home, then they'll just have to wait outside until school is over.
That's no good, Miss Vernon. Honest.
My dog just sleeps. Miss Robbins always let
us. Now, that's enough of that. All right, boys, hurry up. Do as I say.
Oh, wow. Oh. Come on, Lassie. Go on out. Come on, sport. Come on.
Shoot.
Come on, Sam. Come on, Sam. Come on, Spot. Come on, Spot. Come on, you gotta go out, too. Hey, leave my dog alone.
She said, take him out.
I said, let my dog alone. Oh, you dirty rat. Oh,
stop it, boys. Stop it. Woodrow, Sylvester.
All right, break it up. Come on, break it up.
Stop it.
Break it up!
Stop it, boys! Stop it this instant! Now take your seats. Sylvester, remain in their seats. Class dismissed.
Goodbye, Miss Vernon.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Vernon.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Vernon.
Goodbye. I've been teaching school for quite some time now, and I must say I've never seen such a disgraceful exhibition as you three boys were guilty of this afternoon.
It was all his fault. He pushed me.
I did not.
You did so!
Quiet, both of you. I know who started it, and I know whose fault it was. But that doesn't excuse any of you for fighting in the classroom. Since you boys seem to have so much energy, you might just as well put it to good use. Jeffrey, you wash the blackboards. Sylvester, you sweep the floor. The pail, broom, and sponge are in the storage closet. Woodrow, come here, please. Take this rag and can of benzene and clean all the wads of chewing gum out from under the desk.
We're through, Miss Vernon.
Thank you, boys. Put the pail and broom back, please.
Okay.
Goodbye, boys. Woodrow, you have 7 more desks to do.
I'm through.
Well, that's fine, Woodrow. Better leave a window open to air out the room.
Can I go now?
Yes. And I hope you've learned a lesson. Goodbye, Woodrow.
Yeah, bye.
All right. Hold on. It's Porky. Matter of life and death.
Thanks. Hi, Pork.
Hi. Spike just called me up to tell me what Woody's going to do to the new teacher. Boy.
What's he gonna do? I can't hear you. Talk louder.
He's gonna sneak down to the school tonight and put a snake in the top drawer of her desk.
A what?
Don't shout, Jeff.
Wait a minute.
What? I said don't shout.
But I can't hear him.
Consign contraptions, you never can hear on him when you need to.
Go ahead, Porky. What's he gonna put in her desk?
A snake. A big garter snake. He went out and caught it after school. He told Billy, then Billy told Spike, and Spike told me.
What's he gonna do that for? It'll just make her madder.
Yeah, I know. That's what Spike said to Billy, and that's what Billy said to him. But you know Woody, nobody can tell him nothing.
When's he gonna do it?
Tonight, he said. Maybe he did it already.
Well, okay.
Okay what?
Okay, I'll think about it. So long.
What was so important?
We've got a problem.
When don't you have a problem?
But this is serious. Woody's gonna put a snake in the teacher's desk.
What?
He's gonna put a snake in her desk tonight on account of she made us put the dogs outside and kept us after school. It's no use calling. Probably put it there already.
Well, then you'll go down and take it out. Gramps has a key to the schoolhouse. Why, I never heard of such a thing.
Why, sure. When I was a boy, we used to...
Jeff, you finish up. Dad, you go with him. I'm going to have a talk with his mother about this.
Well, what about the dessert?
When you come back. Now, come on, hurry up.
Carefully. got a key.
Can I help, Pop?
No, lock won't turn. Get on the bike and ride over to Matt Brockway's house and ring the firehouse.
What about Woody?
I'll take care of him. Go ahead.
Before we get the Porkies, jump through the window and ring the bell. Go ahead, girl.
Yeah.